News Radio KMAN, segment number two, as we continue our discussion with Dr. Brad Crower up at Kansas State University, who's here as part of K-State's Shelter Medical Program. And Dr. Crower, thank you again for joining us. And this is a program that has really done well for folks like those that patronize the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. And I think it's obviously quite an interesting opportunity, fascinating opportunity for one intern. You say you have two full-time staff people, but this one intern keeps very busy.
Yeah, our intern is on the ground 2 to 3 days for an entire day at T. Russell here in Manhattan. We're also have that intern teaching students out on the trailer on occasion. We deploy them to different parts of the state for shelter consults and fill-in. Right now, our intern's down in Wichita at Kansas Humane Society, helping that organization out for a week. So the goal is to get that intern as much experience and make them practice ready. They're with us for a year, and this is our fourth intern that we've had come through. And as these interns finish up their year, this is post-grad, so they're already doctors. As those interns come off the year with us, we've been very proud at our interns going out and getting really nice employment opportunities and making a difference out in the communities that they land in. And we've got interns, our four previous interns are from coast to coast. We've got one in California, one in Philadelphia. So we're pretty proud of what they do, and our goal is to get them as good an experience and education as possible. And that's really what we're doing with our fourth year vet students as well. Is the goal of the Shelter Med program is to get them medical and surgical hands-on experience. The goal is to have them be as practice ready as possible upon graduation. We want to drop them into community practices across the country and be proud of what the experience they've gotten here at K-State. Be able to set them up to be successful when they get that first job.
Dr. Crower, you made mention of a trailer. Does this trailer go to all of these shelters for the services they provide?
Correct. We've got a mobile surgery trailer. It's got two surgery tables and a prep table. That's kind of the foundation of our fourth year rotation. And we take that mobile unit to partner shelters across the state, providing spay, neuter, and medical services. There are some shelters that have surgical suites in them. T. Russell is one of them, Helping Hands in Topeka. And we don't necessarily bring the trailer to those sites because we have a surgery suite at those venues. But I would say 80% of the time that we're on the road, we're utilizing our surgery trailer and providing those services at the shelters.
Are these services mostly for dogs and cats, or do you have some other critters that you've worked on?
Yeah, I would say we limit our services. We will do medical triage and treatment with, say, pocket pets, rabbits, and ferrets. But surgery is specifically dog and cat only. And I'm pretty proud. We have been on the road 5.5 years. We have done just past our 25,000th surgery. So our students have done 25,000 surgeries in about 5.5 years. That's pretty impactful. I'm pretty proud of that number. And we've done almost 190,000 miles in that time.
Goodness.
So, yeah.
That's a lot. What a great experience for an intern, though, right?
Yeah, the intern alone is averaging about 1,400 surgeries a year on our intern year. So out of our 5,000 surgeries that we do each year. So our fourth year students do an average about 50 surgeries in their 2-week rotation, and our interns getting about 1,200 to 1,400 surgeries in a year.
Dr. Crower, we have a caller with a question. Good morning. You're on K-Man's In Focus with Dr. Brad Crower at K-State.
Good morning, doctor. I'd like to have you verify some things I've heard, see if it's correct. I've heard that dogs do not carry the virus, but canines do. And can you tell me of any other animals that we know that do, like rats, mice, or et cetera?
Did you mean cats carry the virus?
Yeah, cats, felines,
right.
Cats.
Yeah, feline, yeah. Okay, just clarification there.
Yeah, so boy, I tell you, it's been fun teaching infectious disease and epidemiology in the middle of pandemic. It's certainly something we've been able to talk to our students about. Yeah, it came out early that we saw that cats were able to carry the virus. We haven't seen a whole lot of propagation. So even though cats can get COVID, we haven't seen a huge number of and we can't document that they are able to pass it on to people. We have not been able to identify COVID in dogs as carriers. So they're less of an issue. It was a situation that we discussed at length nationwide as far as how we should be handling cats. And different shelters, when cats are coming from COVID positive households, we quarantine and isolate them a little bit different. We want to make sure that there's no issues there. As far as other species of animals carrying COVID, I'm probably not front and center on that. I haven't heard anything out of feline, other than feline and cats. I have to believe there's probably other species that are able to carry it. I'm doubtful that it's able to be transmitted to people. I think that if we take proper steps and worry about people-to-people transmission, I think that that's going to be paramount, and we can worry about pets secondarily. I think we're having enough trouble stopping the spread from person to person at this point to get too worked up about the pet side of things.
All right, Dr. Cryer.
That's my opinion, obviously.
Okay, thank you much. What are your long-term plans for the program, for the Shelter Med program through K-State?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I'm certainly expanding to two faculty members and an intern. We get 90 students through the program each year. And we're looking right now, we've expanded a couple of different ways. One, we're very proud of our relationship with T. Russell. One of the things we're looking to do there is really engage our community. It's one of the things we're advising the shelter to do, and that we're there, we can kind of take the lead. We've set up a veterinary advisory group, identified a couple of local veterinarians to work with us as far as discuss what's going on the shelter, because ultimately every dog and cat that comes through the animal shelter here locally, we want them to be clients at a local practice. The best thing we can do for those animals is develop a client-patient relationship with a local veterinarian that prevents them from coming back through the shelter system. So having the shelter and K-State Shelter Med engage our local practitioners, I think, is paramount. So we've started with a veterinary advisory group. We're working on monthly newsletters and kind of engaging our local veterinarians. And ultimately, we'd like to put together a Manhattan area veterinary medical association. So in essence, having all of our community veterinarians, our animal shelter, our university teaching hospital, all working together in conjunction to raise the bar of care for our animals here in the Manhattan area community. So we're utilizing our relationships, developing relationships through the local shelter to try and get some of those things in place. And it's in our infancy, but I think the important take-home message here is have a relationship with your local veterinarian, and that's going to help the health of our community out a whole lot.
And speaking of local veterans, you have, of course, a veterinary hospital, mostly emergency-type work that you do there at Kansas State University. Is this any kind of a conflict in your perspective?
Oh, I think that conflict at T. Russell, I don't believe so. I think that we view what we're doing at the shelter as being separate from the community veterinarians in the area, whether that's the K-State Teaching Hospital or whether it's a local veterinary practice. And our relationship and what we're advising and doing at T. Russell, we're applying that and really wanting to hand these dogs over. From a medical standpoint, if we have something that comes in that has a medical problem, we're addressing that. And if it's got an ongoing medical problem, we want to make sure that that's getting communicated, and we're passing that patient care over to our local veterinarians, making sure that our adopter knows what needs to be done and that they're engaging a local veterinarian. So I think it facilitates, as opposed to being a conflict of interest, I think it facilitates veterinary care and facilitates practice as opposed to undermining it.
Dr. Cryer is a fast interview. Do you have anything else you'd like to add for our listeners this morning?
No, I'm just real happy to be here in Manhattan. I think we all should be proud of the animal shelter that we've got going on, and the positive relationship in this community and what we're providing animals in this community. So I think for all the listeners out there, from a veterinary perspective, you should be proud of what's going on in your community.
Well, it's an exciting opportunity. I know the folks down at the animal shelter are thrilled with the work that that you're doing in conjunction with them there. So kudos to you and the folks down at the animal shelter.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, that was a delightful interview, very informative today. Dr. Brad Crower joining us on K-Man's M Focus with K-State's Shelter Med Program. Dr. Crower, have a good day. Keep healthy.
All right, thanks a lot.
When we come back from our break, we'll be visiting with some folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Veterans Day is just a couple days away. And in about 48 hours, there will be a parade. But who's counting? Oh, we're counting. Back with more in focus in a moment.